John and Teresa Whitty are in our studios once again with our Rural Solutions Technology Update show. And we're done. John had a moment last week.
Yes, he did. He gave us his prognostications, his predictions for next year or this year.
Yep. 23.
How do you feel about that, John? Feel comfortable? Do you remember the top five that we talked about last week or not?
I don't know if I'm going to get them in order, okay. But I listened to the show twice last week, and I'm like, I stand by what I said. I think those things are going to happen.
Yep.
So you guys were not confident on a couple of them, so we'll see how it works.
Yeah.
We'll know next December.
And one of them was about our subject we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we talked about the metaverse, and we promised we'd talk about it some more. So that's what we're going to do.
Very, very rudimentary.
Yes.
Because if you want to learn more, you can find out a ton more, and you'll know more than us.
Yeah. Yeah. But even like some of the... If you look up what is the metaverse, like, I don't even understand the explanation. It's in terms that aren't familiar to me.
Right, me too.
So I'm going to assume that a lot of our listening audience feels the same way I do, and so I'm not talking down to anybody, and if you know more than I do, you could certainly educate me some more, I'm sure.
Okay.
But, so this is, like, basic what is the metaverse. Okay, so I have no idea what the metaverse is. What is it? Well,
this has to do with Facebook.
No.
No.
Nope, okay. It's a bigger thing than Facebook.
Okay.
Okay, so you know what an avatar is?
Not really.
Okay. Have you ever seen kids play video games and they have their little person on the screen?
Yep.
And they can make that person look different?
Oh, yeah.
However they want.
Like them or
yeah,
sometimes.
You can have
like my Snapchat.
Yeah, that's an avatar.
Okay, yeah.
It's a representation of you, and it can either look like you or look completely, fantasy.
Right. My Snapchat avatar has my goatee.
Yep.
Looks a lot like me.
But if you wanted to, your avatar, you could make it look any way you want.
Yep.
Okay, so that's what
skinnier?
An avatar is. You could do that. At my nephew's wedding, he met a girl playing video games, and she was from, where's she from, John?
Argentina.
And she came, and they got married, and they had a picture of their little avatars, that was like a big thing, because that's how they met each other.
Oh, wow.
And she was this little pink princess, and he was this big hairy monster in his avatar. And, so that's what an avatar is. So that's kind of the start of it. Now, the other part of it, you've done FaceTime with people, or you've done Zoom meetings, which is FaceTime with a lot of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's say instead of putting your faces up there, you all put your avatars up there.
Okay.
So we're moving a little closer to the metaverse now. Your pictures, your faces aren't there, but it's your avatars, and they move around and do what you are doing or whatever, say what you're saying. So now, instead of having it in a Zoom, which looks like a Brady Bunch squares, right, we're going to put that into a room. And it looks like a room on the screen, right?
You can design it however you want.
Just like us sitting around in the studio here?
Right. We could design a studio, and let's say on our computers, okay, so we're sitting in our offices, and John and I are each on our own computers, and you're on your computer, but we go to the Madison Metaverse that somebody created, which hasn't happened yet, okay? But this is what could happen. On our screen, we go, and then we walk from our store, and we walk down the block together, and we can talk to each other while we're walking.
Oh, wow.
And we walk down the block to the radio station that was created on this metaverse. Okay, and then we come in, and we knock on your door, and you let us in, and we all sit down together on the screen. We're all still in our separate offices, but we're all sitting on the screen in this little comic book type situation.
Yeah, it's like taking real world situations and making it into a cartoon in my mind. But
right. That's kind of a basic. So now you take that and you can put that into any kind of situation you can imagine. And so maybe instead of meeting at your office, we want to meet on Mars.
Okay.
And so we go meet on Mars.
And we can talk about we can design things to be on our Mars.
Right.
And, you know,
So that's what we'll look like on the computer screen then.
Right. You'll be sitting wherever you're sitting at your computer screen, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
I know. I think it's on Google. I change my background all the time to make it look like I'm in paradise on a beach when we're doing a Google Meet video. A lot of people do that.
Right. Yeah. Right. You can
use. Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Kind of. Okay. Yeah, in a way. A little bit. There's just a lot of things coming together in the metaverse to just bring all sorts of technology together.
Okay.
So is it a game? Not really, because you can use it for real life things. Like you can actually have a staff meeting, or you can meet with your doctor, or you can do a video workout. And, you know, at home, you're actually doing the workout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all sorts of things that it can accomplish.
My baby boomer mind is, you know, just trying to think about it, and it seems really weird, but you think about, you know, the younger group, the ones that are designing stuff, have always thought that way.
Well, our youngest son, Tom, he did a lot of gaming, and he would, you know, go in the basement by himself, but he was always talking, okay? And he was on his headset.
Oh, he had so many friends?
He had all these friends that he would play with.
My grandson does that.
And so it was a social thing for him, because he'd keep up with all his friends and they'd play together, and it wasn't just him in the computer or him in the video screen.
So what's this metaverse then? Is that
it can be anything that you want it to be. Okay. So let's say there's a metaverse. What they want to do is create places that people will go. Let's say you have Ramo's gathering,
okay,
and you make it look really cool, and only people have to pay money to come in. So you actually get money, and then maybe they want to dress up while they're there, so they have to buy new clothes
from
metaverse or whatever,
from somebody else's thing.
And so then they can look certain ways, and then if they want to have access to this room where these people are at, they have to pay a different amount of money. And you know, it's like an alternative universe.
Alternative reality. So I don't. Yeah,
that's I understand that's a little bit better now.
Basic, you know.
Yeah.
I mean.
So where can you go to see this, sir?
I have no idea.
YouTube.
YouTube. I watched several videos about it when Facebook changed their main name to Meta. It's like, oh, what's this all about? Then I started. You know, you offshoot and you find out all these things. And, a lot of hours put into some of these places that they've built already. And I can't remember the exact numbers from the show the other day, but I think it was like 400,000 is what some of those, you know, people have put into their
like if
building.
You were going to make your particular place.
And so that's,
All right.
Crazy
stuff. Well, that was
fun.
Yeah, crazy stuff. I'm going to Google Metaverse when I get done here.
Yeah.
That was really well explained, though, Teresa.
Thank you. It was, I had to bring it down to the basic level so that I even understood it.
Right.
You know.
All right. Well, great show again. And tell our listeners where you're located and where they can buy a computer.
Yeah, come and get a computer. Or if you need your computer fixed or updated, or you need a new printer or whatever you might need with computers, you can come and see us on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank. You can give us a call at 320-698-4747.
And that's a real store at a real telephone that we'd answer.
And you'll see me when you come.
Yeah. And you can also email us, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys, for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
John and
Teresa Witte with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.